In North Dakota, the coronavirus numbers are so high that a Financial Times analysis concluded that if this tiny state were a country, it would have the world's most severe COVID outbreak. And South Dakota has seen close to 600 new cases in the last 24 hours. Dr. Tom Dean of Wessington Springs is one of three doctors in rural Girald County. The Girald Community Health Center is one of 32 rural clinics run by Horizon Health. The county has only 2,000 residents, but roughly 1 in 37 people is now infected. Dr. Dean, welcome.
Thank you.
Doctor, we understand the virus, you had a small outbreak in July, tamped that down. Then suddenly it came back late August, sounds like a tornado, hitting the nursing home there in Wessington Springs where your parents lived and your father was killed. We were so sorry. That must have been tough.
Well, it was a jolt. Yes, it was. He actually had just passed his 100th birthday, but basically clinically stable until the virus hit, and then he went downhill rapidly and died within a couple of days.
Yeah.
But it was the nursing home that got just absolutely devastated. They had large numbers of residents that were sick, but what made it even more difficult was a large number of the staff were sick or were quarantined because of their contacts. And at one time, they just almost had no staff to take care of a group of frail, elderly people that were ill. And so they did the best they could, and they brought in temporary staff when they could find them. But even quite a number of those did not want to deal with COVID patients. And so they've had a number of deaths, including my parents. And
both of your parents?
Yes, actually.
Sorry.
It really was a struggle. My mother, who was 97, died about 5 days before my father died. She had gone downhill and was getting weaker and weaker even before the virus hit. And in actual fact, I don't think the virus had a lot to do with her death.
Well, but it couldn't have helped. And it's at a time when you can't be around these people because of the situation in the nursing homes. I feel like we heard this a lot when we were talking about early pandemic, New York, Florida. But I don't feel we're hearing enough about what's happening in small areas, rural areas like yours. If you could talk a little more about some of the concerns there, because, for instance, people may go to the same gas station, maybe touching the same gas pumps. It's a small area. Go to the same diner.
Well, it is a problem, and we've had a real challenge to convince people that this is a serious problem. I've told them we all need to behave as though we were infected, meaning we need to keep our distance from the people that are around us. And especially we need to wear masks, but we've had a real difficult time trying to convince people that that was necessary.
Well, we know you started writing a column in the True Dakotan to, give advice to people. What other forces are you fighting in trying to get people to wear masks?
Well, I think it's the independent spirit of the rural area that, we're tough and I'll decide what's right for me. And I respect that. I don't want to make light of that. But this disease, we need to behave a little differently, and we need to accept that we may be spreading it even though we feel fine. And that's been, I think, the hardest message to communicate.
Dr. Dean, have you had a case where a young person, a middle-aged person, comes in and has the symptoms and you have to tell them they have COVID? You see them realize that they're not invulnerable.
Yeah. Just yesterday, she was a teacher's aide in the school and all of a sudden got some aching and a cough, and we did a test and she was positive, and she was shocked. And of course, once it kind of gets out of control, as it has, it's so difficult to track all the contacts when you've got large numbers and you've got health departments that are oftentimes overwhelmed. We've not been able to be very effective in that approach.
Doctor, I just have to ask you, we're going to let you go, but a school teacher, are your schools open? Had she been teaching?
Yeah, teacher's aide. Yes, our school is open. We've had a few students and we've had a few teachers that have contracted the virus. So it's admittedly somewhat controversial about whether that was the best approach or not. But at this point, the school is open. We've got a football game tonight, and again, it's such a difficult problem because we know from an educational point of view, kids are better off if they're in school. On the other hand, the risks associated with that in a time like this are real. We haven't had major problems so far, but obviously we're not through with this yet.
Well, you know, I'm hearing a teacher's aide has COVID-19. The schools are open. Other students and staff have tested positive, and there's a football game. Dr. Dean, I wish you the best of luck there.
Thank you very much. We will carry on, and we will get through this, but it is a challenge, and it's a worry.
Yeah. Dr. Thomas Dean at the Gerold Community Health Center in rural Wessington Springs, South Dakota. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.